Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is 2:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? That Sweet Martha's bucket, my God. Jesus is in them buckets, girl. I know Jesus when I taste Jesus. I taste Jesus in every cookie. I tell you, I had the highlight of my life just last Saturday when I was doing my show, and I saw Sweet Martha walk by. Sweet Martha of Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar walked by the WCCO radio booth, and she waved. And I'm sure she was waving at the group, but I took it that she was waving at me. So I stopped talking to the guest that I was talking to. The man was in the middle of his sentence sitting right here. And I said, we'll be right back on the Shaletta Show. And I dropped his microphone and I slid down under here and I ran and chased down Sweet Martha's. Because this is what I was thinking. Sweet Martha's has no Facebook page. She don't got no Twitter. She don't got no Instagram. She got no LinkedIn. She got no TikTok. And this woman has figured out a way with milk, flour, some chocolate chips, eggs, and butter to make $5 million in 12 days. I don't want to go to a damn Dave Robbins seminar, Tony Robbins, whatever the hell his name is. I don't want to do anything other than hear from Sweet Martha. Because this woman was a retired school teacher and just decided, you know what, I'm going to sell my cookies. And she made these cookies and made them so delicious that now everybody wants. This woman got three. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? This woman got three, four booths at the fair. And we are all lined up. She didn't get on Facebook and say, hey, y'all come on down. She didn't have to tell us anything. We like Beyonce. We got information. We got in that line. We gave her our money. We got the cold glass of milk, and we sat down, and we ate our cookies, and we're going to go back and do it again tomorrow. So as a small business owner, I just want to hear anything that Sweet Martha has to say, any tips, any words of advice or encouragement. I ask her to please do this for small business owners. Just have a class, just one class where she just, you know, just give us 30 minutes of your time, please. Well, we could just listen to you. Because we pay, as a small business owner, we pay for these classes and these people tell us, well, you got to get on social media and you got to have a TikTok video. And so we on TikTok dancing and doing the videos and looking real crazy. And we can't even work for posting on social media about our product or putting out content. And we look up and 2 hours is gone and we haven't done laundry or any work. I went on TikTok one day. I came out 2 days later. Y'all ever seen the movie where the soldier's down in the bunker and he gets his leg blown off and then he climbs out of the ditch and he's crawling with one leg? That's how I came out of TikTok. I felt like a wounded soldier. I needed just like a whole day to, hey, y'all go bye, see y'all later. I felt like a wounded soldier, like I needed to regroup. And then I looked up and I was 2 days behind on everything. Laundry, emails, bills. Tenant sanitation called and said, if you don't pay us, we're not picking up your trash no more. I was on TikTok for so long, I forgot to pay my bills. Sweet Martha don't have no TikTok account. Sweet Martha is not on Facebook. And look at that line. Look at that line. Look at your lap. Everybody over here is eating some Sweet Martha's cookies. So I just felt like I needed to be in Sweet Martha's presence as a small business owner to figure out what she's doing that we can all do without having to go on social media and look ridiculous trying to do TikTok dances that the 12-year-olds are doing, and I'm 52 years old. I can't do it, y'all. I can't do it. So I love Sweet Martha. Anything she has to say, I'm listening. She's like E.F. Hutton. Y'all remember them E.F. Hutton commercials? When E.F. Hutton talks, we listen. Look at that line. There's three or four more booths just like that all around the state fair, and everybody's lined up. Nobody's complaining. Everybody's happy. They're smiling. They're eating a bucket of cookies. People coming with Tupperware. They're taking cookies home. People are shipping cookies to their friends. And now Steve Thompson told me, you can get our cookies in the store. You can bit the cookie dough in the store. And Sweet Martha's just as nice. She's not taking out no. When the last time you seen the Sweet Martha commercial? Advertising, is Sweet Martha doing any marketing? Have y'all seen a billboard, Sweet Martha? Y'all come to the state fair, see, Sweet Martha don't do none of that. Yeah, so that's the person that I want to learn from. That's the type of small business owner I want to be. Butter, milk, sugar. Look, here come more Sweet Martha's cookies. See, there you go. Did y'all didn't see not one commercial, did you? Nope, didn't have to. Just came on over here and got your Sweet Martha. He stood in line just as patient. He not angry. See, she's so happy. Everybody's just smiling. Yep, not a billboard, not a radio ad, not a TV spot. Sweet Martha don't do none of that. See, so that's the person I want to learn from. So I am a Sweet Martha disciple and stalker. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, let her pass here. Brett, while we on the radio doing an interview in a few minutes, if she passed by here, you talk to yourself. You talk to yourself. Because if Sweet Martha walks by here, I'm gone. I am absolutely gone. Now, since I've introduced you to Brett, he's going to be coming up next. We're going to have a conversation, and I'm going to introduce y'all to my friend when we come back live from the Great Minnesota Get Together.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice bone-in ribeye steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:17. We are at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people! It is so good to see you all at the WCCO radio booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, Jason, you got to come back up because I tell you, these kids are amazing. Jason is here. He's with 4-H. Now, what county are you in?
McLeod.
McLeod County. And tell me about your participation in 4-H.
Well, I've been in 4-H for like 6 years.
And what do you enjoy most about 4-H?
The fair.
The fair. Oh, I know that's right. High five. Give it up for Jason from McLeod County. Oh, my gosh. And you come here. Look, the beautiful kids. Come, what's your name?
Camille.
Camille. And what city are you from?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. And what flavor are those Dippin' Dots?
Banana split.
Banana split. Okay, come on up here. Yes. Oh, I love to see the kids coming and hanging out. Okay, what's your name, buddy?
My name's Luca.
Luca, and what city are you from?
Minneapolis.
Okay, Luca, do I owe you congratulations? State Championships 2024. What is going on? Oh, wait, you got to get the basket. You got to get the microphone.
We made it to state. It was pretty cool.
You made it to state. Okay, shout out your team.
Minneapolis Millers, AAA.
Minneapolis Miller, AAA. Look at those proud dad and grandparents back there. Congratulations, buddy. High five. We got the young people out here and the babies. How old is that baby? 8 weeks? 8 weeks? Where is your stomach? My stomach is bigger than yours, and my baby is 9 years old. That's unfair. That's very unfair. You look amazing. God bless you. Give her a round of applause for being out here. I'm hating on you right now. I'm very unhappy right now. You got me rethinking my life right now. We are having a good time. It is 2:19, 82 degrees outside. Thousands of folks are enjoying this beautiful day at the Great Minnesota Get Together. And I am just so excited about being able to invite some of my friends onto the porch with me to hang out. One of those people is Brett Buckner, author of Dream North Report. Brett, thank you so much for being here. Brett is on 2, I think. Okay, we can't hear Brett. Uh-oh, can you talk in the mic, Brett?
Check one, two.
I don't think we can hear
nope.
Brett. All right, let's see. Can we? We can't hear Brett. Josh is out here taking pictures. We can't hear Brett. Let's see.
They don't want to hear me right now.
Okay, do we hear Brett now?
Test 1, 2.
Can we hear Brett? Y'all can hear Brett?
Can y'all hear me?
All right, we can hear Brett now.
I guess I should look out there, yes.
Right!
Can y'all hear me? There you go.
Right, Brett.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And you know, one of the things that you have been doing is making sure that we are informed about the Metro Blue Line extension.
Yes.
That's coming. It's more than just a train when it's completed. This new light rail will build 13 miles of track from Target Field downtown, mm-hmm, through North Minneapolis, where I go to church, Robbinsdale and Crystal, ending in Brooklyn Park.
That's right.
Folks in North Minneapolis have been waiting. They have questions. This is a billion with a B, billion-dollar infrastructure project. And so now right here, we have a 22-page report that is called Dream North. You have put this together. Tell me what this is and why you have pulled this report together.
Well, team effort. Again, shout out to my co-authors, Monika Robbins and Stan Allen. Great. We call ourselves the Dream Team. The whole thing is about sharing our dreams.
Okay.
It's about how can we actually use the light rail, public transportation, to really move people, but to also have a community grow up with it. So in this dream idea, in 22 pages, the community came together, gave 480-plus ideas.
Wow.
Northsiders have a lot to say.
Right.
Within 6 hours, a total activity, they were able to give these ideas.
Yeah.
And said, if this train comes through, this is what we want to see. From everything from better housing to businesses to how the streets worked, everything. And so it's really remaking everything. So Stan and Anika and not myself were able to pull this thing together to be able to say to the commissioners and the city council members, this is your opportunity to dream. And again, it's a $3.2 billion project.
Yeah.
$3.2 billion.
With a B?
With a B. That's a lot of Bs and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is figure out how we can actually grow up with this whole community called Minnesota. And actually have North Minneapolis be a part of this growth as well.
Okay, now you are a third generation Northsider.
Yes, I am.
And the one thing that I, hey, Glenn Flatterbow, how you doing? That's my friend over there. Good to see you, buddy. And Glenn, I just want to let you know, Glenn does auctioneering at events and galas and fundraisers. And so we've had an opportunity to work together. And he won't say this, but I know that I'm the best MC that he has ever worked with. He can't say that out loud because Jason DeRusha will get real jealous.
That's true.
So it's okay. I'll say it for you. It's okay.
I saw him at action at NAS.
Was he amazing?
Oh, he was amazing.
Was he amazing?
And they raised a lot of money,
too.
Yeah,
Frazier. I'll be working with him again at Frazier in November. So it's so good to see you. That's the good thing about Minnesota Great Get Together. We just all hang out. Folks walk by and wave. We get to say, hey, like we're really sitting on the porch because we are really sitting on the porch. I love you. Tell your sister I say hey. All right. See you later. Okay. Now, the one thing that I don't like or appreciate is when people from outside of the community come in and tell us what to do or tell us what we need.
Yeah.
You are a third generation Northsider. So you and your family have seen how the Northside has gotten passed over and passed by when these multi-billion dollar projects are there and available to benefit our community, and we don't see any of it.
Yes.
You've seen that. You've seen us get forgotten, cheated, and destroyed by public work projects in the past. Now you are coming to the community, telling us, helping us to understand and listen, and making sure that people hear what we want. Do you find that a lot of people in our community have trust issues?
Yes. Short answer would be yes, but longer answer is it's so often and it's so telling at times where our communities are told what it needs as opposed to what we really want and what we really need to be successful to be a part of this thing called Minnesota. So this grand opportunity with the light rail to remake our community, I mean, literally, we're changing the streetscapes of Broadway. We're actually changing how people can actually get back and forth. 20,000 Northsiders, close to 20,000 Northsiders, actually use public transportation on a regular basis. So to have this, and it's not a luxury thing. We have to do this not only to move people efficiently and effectively, but from a climate issue. You know, we got to take cars off the street. We got to keep people moving and keep it moving in climate weather and in good times and bad.
Right.
So this gives us another tune, and it also connects, and it creates a new region, all the way, as you talked about, from Brooklyn Park all the way up to the new Target North Center, as they call it, all the way down to Twin Station. So it's another way that we can actually engage, where Northsiders now can be bigger Twins fans.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you can actually have Northsiders going to North Hennepin College.
Yeah.
Or you can have kids from Brooklyn Park to work in the new, as we're developing the new manufacturing campus just off the river. So it's all these things that we can actually put together, and it's based on the things that we're all doing collectively. This is a federal project. Again, it's the federal government that's coming together, but it's the state of Minnesota and Hennepin County that's saying, it's time to connect close to about 400,000 individuals across the board. So this is our chance to really grow up at this point in time.
Okay, now we have this Dream North document
mm-hmm.
with the voices and hopes and dreams of the community. What are we going to actually do with it? How will it be a part of what happens with this new Metro Blue Line expansion that they're planning?
So right now they're going through a process called municipal consent.
Okay.
So every city along the line, Crystal, Robbinsdale, Brooklyn Park, and Minneapolis, along with Hennepin County and Met Council, have a say to say, you know, change this, change that. We need to, that may not work for us.
Okay.
What the report's been doing is informing each one of those commissioners at the Hennepin County level, city council members at the Met Council, and the city of Minneapolis. And it is actually also informing our friends in Robbinsdale and Crystal, who, I won't lie, got a little jealous when they saw this report saying, oh, wait a minute, you can do that too? Oh, we can dream too? I was like, yes, you can dream too. You have a chance. But it's been informing the council members, specifically in Minneapolis, about some key issues, displacement issues. How do we mitigate that or eliminate it as much as possible? Making people whole as we're trying to build this thing out. As we've seen across with any public works project, when streets get blocked off, businesses aren't accessible.
Right.
So how do we make adjustments on those type of things?
Yeah.
So that's what this whole process was about in these 22 pages. It's to think about this, you know, maybe check in with us on that, but it came from the community. It's not the technical heads, it's not the bookworms and all that kind of stuff. It's people saying this is what they need to be successful in this society.
Okay, now, we have been talking about this Dream North report, and I know a lot of people will want to go and see it themselves, read it, print it out, get a copy of it. Where can people go online to check it out?
If you go to yourblueline.org, Y-O-U-R, blueline.org, it's part of, that's the Hennepin County side of the ledger.
Yeah.
It's connected on the front page now.
Okay.
We were able to get that back up and running.
Okay.
And it's, again, it's a beautiful, I mean, Anika Robbins did an amazing job laying this thing out, putting this piece together. Stanley Allen put his little word magic on it.
Right.
I just happened to be there. You know, I won't even lie to you. My job is to play. I get to orchestrate, but that's about the most. But the talent, you know, that's pulled together, again, backed by Hennepin County Metropolitan Transit and the county. And we're really just proud at the collective work of so many Northsiders to say it's our time to make this thing happen.
Yeah, and I appreciate your work in making sure we don't get passed over.
No.
I appreciate because I understand and know that you're getting it from both sides.
Oh.
You're fighting two fights.
Ooh.
You're trying to inform our community and make sure there's no trust issues and make sure that we understand what's happening. Plus, you got to turn around and go to the powers that be to fight to make sure that we're not forgotten about. So I don't think people understand that you have two fights that you're fighting right now.
I feel like Joe Biden at times. I got double haters. I got double haters. I ain't going to lie to you. They come at it from both sides. We don't want to train. No, we want to train. I was like, look, y'all. Look, all y'all need to talk somewhere and just go somewhere and we'll endorse somebody else. How about that?
So, I appreciate the work because I have to tell you, if I was you, I would have gave up a long time ago. But you have been in the fight, and when it's all said and done, I just want to make sure you know we appreciate you.
You know, and every time that you allow us to amplify that voice, because you've been steadfast and leading the charge. This is what it's about.
Yeah,
having friends like you to be able to say, hey, we need to hear about this, and this is what's going to happen. And oh yeah, by the way, congratulations on your award this week. What was that? The national. At the University of Minnesota.
Yes. I mean, you know, I wasn't going to talk about it, but since you brought it up.
No. Give her a hand clap on that, y'all. Give her a hand clap on that. Shaletta doing some big things. She talking about Sweet Martha. You better talk about Sweet Shaletta. Here we go.
Brett Buckner, everybody. Give him a round of applause. Hanging out with us at the great Minnesota get-together. Don't go anywhere. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. It is 2:36. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, fat people, how y'all doing? I tell y'all, looking good. Everybody's having a good time. Miss Janice here. I tell you, God answers prayers. Let me tell y'all something. God answers prayers. I was on my way to the State Fair the other day, and I was saying, Lord, can you please send me somebody to pray for me? I don't think anybody's praying for me today, and I forgot to pray for myself. Miss Jan literally walked up to me at the Star Tribune booth and said, I've been praying for you. And then she came back today and brought me a prayer bracelet. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is God answering prayer. She brought me a prayer bracelet, took it off her hand, and gave it to me. I am so blessed. God bless you, Miss Jan, my new best friend. And she said there's 7 strings, one for each day of the week. And she got a schedule where she is praying for me. And I can feel it. Thank you so much, Miss Jan. Because I'm telling you, some lovely people have come up on the stage with me. And I want these beautiful ladies to introduce themselves. Your name, please, ma'am.
My name is Elise.
Elise, and how old are you?
And I'm 9 years old.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Horseman Elementary School.
And you are in grade?
I'm in fourth grade.
Ooh, I love it. I have a son, Daniel, who's in fourth grade. We should start back with arranged marriages. I mean, I like for children to make their own choices. But this way, if my son, Daniel, marries Elise, we'll know that they're both from great families. You know, okay. All right, now come on over here and introduce yourself.
My name is Amelia. I'm 12, and I'm in seventh grade at Highland Park.
Woohoo! All right. And what is your relation to this gentleman right here?
He's my dad.
And what's his name?
His name is Glenn.
His name is Glenn. Okay. And so what's his last name so everybody know who he really is? There's lots of Glenns, but the last name is really going to let y'all know who he is.
His last name is Flatibo.
That's the Flatibo family. These are the Flatibo girls. Y'all give them a round of applause. Did they do great or what? Thank you, ladies. Glenn, are those your girls?
Those are my girls. Aren't they wonderful? They're a lot brighter than their dad, I will tell you that.
They are beautiful, and they have just grown up. Look how big they are.
I know. I can't believe it. And I'm training them to be auctioneers, believe it or not.
You know what? I love it how y'all keep it in the family. Your sister's an auctioneer. You are an auctioneer. How many more y'all is it? How many more Flatibos?
So our dad started the business in 1978. He's 82, so we are second generation. If these ladies go into it, or my nieces and nephews, it'll be third generation. Almost 50 years in the auction business in Minnesota.
How did your daddy get started in this business?
Well, I grew up on a farm in Wilmer in Canandaigua County, and my dad was either going to be a dairy farmer or he was going to be an auctioneer. And my mom said, there's no way that our marriage is going to last, you and I milking dairy cows in the morning and the afternoon. So my mom sent him to auction school. And kind of the rest is history. I mean, I think of all the auctions that I've done with you over the years, Shaletta. And I will say, you are super popular at the fair. There was a line from the 4-H building all
right,
the way to WCCO to see you.
You better tell them.
A long line.
And you know, this is the thing. I need to know how you go from auctioning steer and cattle to doing some of the biggest companies, biggest foundations, biggest .orgs in the state.
Well, the crazy thing, I went to Hamline University, so my degree is from Hamline. But when I was 18 years old, I was here in St. Paul, and I had no money, of course, and I needed a little extra work. So I started doing benefit auctions, you know, for churches and schools. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And, you know, now it's led to kind of where we are today.
And that's legacy. I mean, you think of the Flatibo, you think of auctioning. Even, you know, when I'm out and about and at these different events and functions, if it's not a Flatibo doing the auction, you know, really, honestly, and this is not like, I'm not trying to kiss up to you or anything, but people are like let down. If y'all are not doing the auction, people are upset.
Well, you're too kind, Shaletta. But I think, you know, I think of all the events that we've done with you, and just think of the money. I mean, the last event for Tubman, for example. I mean, across the state of Minnesota, Minnesotans are so giving, and the funds that we're raising, whether it's for education, healthcare, the environment, all of these causes. I mean, it's a blessing that I have a job that, you know, night after night, I'm with the best of Minnesotans raising money for something that's really important for our community.
And do you see that your girls have an interest in it?
You know, it's been fun to watch my girls. When I was their age, you know, I was at farm auctions with my dad when I was 5 years old, watching him sell tractors and everything in western Minnesota. But now when I look at my two girls, you know, they'll go to the Girl Scouts event. They'll go to Girls on the Run, all these other initiatives. And then they'll be helping kind of raise money for causes. And it is fun to see them see philanthropy and how generous Minnesotans are at a very young age in their life.
Okay, so is your dad still doing auctions?
He is. He still gives us a lot of advice, Shaletta. Sometime you have to meet him. He will love you, Shaletta. My dad would absolutely love you.
I would love to meet him. And I like the fact that you said my mom sent him to auction school. How long have they been married?
They have been married 57 years,
wow.
I believe. 57
years. Wow, that is beautiful. I'm collecting rings, and they've been married 57 years. I'm out here looking for my future ex-husband right now. And they've been married for 57 years. That is a legacy. And your beautiful bride is here. You got to send her a shout out. We've been
she
talking to the
girls.
I
married a wonderful woman. She is a high school teacher at St. Paul Central. She teaches 10th grade human geography and economics and a great school right off of 94 on the south side of 94.
Yes.
She's a farm kid.
It is 2:36. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, fat people, how y'all doing? I tell y'all, looking good. Everybody's having a good time. Miss Jan is here. I tell you, God answers prayers. Let me tell y'all something. God answers prayers. I was on my way to the State Fair the other day, and I was saying, Lord, can you please send me somebody to pray for me? I don't think anybody's praying for me today, and I forgot to pray for myself. Miss Jan literally walked up to me at the Star Tribune booth and said, I've been praying for you. And then she came back today and brought me a prayer bracelet. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is God answering prayer. She brought me a prayer bracelet, took it off her hand, and gave it to me. I am so blessed. God bless you, Miss Jan. My new best friend, and she said there's 7 strings, one for each day of the week, and she got a schedule where she is praying for me, and I can feel it. Thank you so much, Miss Jan, because I'm telling you, some lovely people have come up on the stage with me, and I want these beautiful ladies to introduce themselves. Your name, please, ma'am.
My name is Elise.
Elise, and how old are you?
And I'm 9 years old.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Horseman Elementary School.
And you are in grade?
I'm in fourth grade.
Ooh, I love it. I have a son, Daniel, who's in fourth grade. We should start back with arranged marriages. I mean, you know, I like for children to make their own choices. But this way, if my son, Daniel, marries Elise, we'll know that they're both from great families. You know, okay. All right, now come on over here and introduce yourself.
My name is Amelia. I'm 12, and I'm in seventh grade at Highland Park.
Woohoo! All right. And what is your relation to this gentleman right here?
He's my dad.
And what's his name?
His name is Glenn.
His name is Glenn. Okay. And so what's his last name so everybody know who he really is? There's lots of Glenns, but the last name is really going to let y'all know who he is.
His last name is Flatibo.
That's the Flatibo family. These are the Flatibo girls. Y'all give them a round of applause. Did they do great or what? Thank you, ladies. Glenn, are those your girls?
Those are my girls. Aren't they wonderful? They're a lot brighter than their dad, I will tell you that.
They are beautiful, and they have just grown up. Look how big they are.
I know. I can't believe it. And I'm training them to be auctioneers, believe it or not.
You know what? I love it how y'all keep it in the family. Your sister's an auctioneer. You are an auctioneer. How many more y'all is it? How many more Flatibos?
So our dad started the business in 1978. He's 82, so we are second generation. If these ladies go into it, or my nieces and nephews, it'll be third generation. Almost 50 years in the auction business in Minnesota.
How did your daddy get started in this business?
Well, I grew up on a farm in Wilmer in Canandaigua County, and my dad was either going to be a dairy farmer or he was going to be an auctioneer. And my mom said, there's no way that our marriage is going to last, you and I milking dairy cows in the morning and the afternoon. So my mom sent him to auction school. And kind of the rest is history. I mean, I think of all the auctions that I've done with you over the years, Shaletta. And I will say, you are super popular at the fair. There was a line from the 4-H building all
right,
the way to WCCO to see you.
You better tell them. You better tell them. You better tell them.
A long line.
And, you know, this is the thing. I need to know how you go from auctioning steer and cattle to doing some of the biggest companies, biggest foundations, biggest .orgs in the state.
Well, the crazy thing, I went to Hamline University, so my degree is from Hamline. But when I was 18 years old, I was here in St. Paul, and I had no money, of course, and I needed a little extra work. So I started doing benefit auctions, you know, for churches and schools. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And, you know, now it's led to kind of where we are today.
And that's legacy. I mean, you think of the Flatibo, you think of auctioning. Even, you know, when I'm out and about and at these different events and functions, if it's not a Flatibo doing the auctioning, you know, really, honestly, and this is not like, I'm not trying to kiss up to you or anything, but people are like let down. If y'all are not doing the auction, people are upset.
Well, you're too kind, Shaletta. But I think, you know, I think of all the events that we've done with you, and just think of the money. I mean, the last event for Tubman, for example. I mean, across the state of Minnesota, Minnesotans are so giving, and the funds that we're raising, whether it's for education, healthcare, the environment, all of these causes. I mean, it's a blessing that I have a job that, you know, night after night, I'm with the best of Minnesotans raising money for something that's really important for our community.
And do you see that your girls have an interest in it?
You know, it's been fun to watch my girls. When I was their age, you know, I was at farm auctions with my dad when I was 5 years old, watching him sell tractors and everything in western Minnesota. But now when I look at my two girls, you know, they'll go to the Girl Scouts event. They'll go to Girls on the Run, all these other initiatives. And then they'll be helping kind of raise money for causes. And it is fun to see them see philanthropy and how generous Minnesotans are at a very young age in their life.
Okay, so is your dad still doing auctions?
He is. He still gives us a lot of advice, Shaletta. Sometime you have to meet him. He will love you, Shaletta. My dad would absolutely love you.
I would love to meet him. And I like the fact that you said my mom sent him to auction school. How long have they been married?
They have been married 57 years, wow. I believe. 57
years. Wow, that is beautiful. I'm collecting rings, and they've been married 57 years. I'm out here looking for my future ex-husband right now. And they've been married for 57 years. That is a legacy. And your beautiful bride is here. You got to send her a shout out. We've been talking to the girls.
I married a wonderful woman. She is a high school teacher at St. Paul Central. She teaches 10th grade human geography and economics and a great school right off of 94 on the south side of 94.
Yes.
She's a farm kid from Sisseton, South Dakota. So I married a farm kid like myself.
So how two farm kids wind up in the big city?
I know. Well, it was meant to be. It was God's plan for us. We were both working jobs right after college, and we met in the Twin Cities, and now we've been married for 17 years.
Wow, and got two beautiful girls. Okay, so tell folks where they can find you if they want you and your family to come and do auctions for them at their benefit or their event.
Well, you're too nice, Shaletta, for the plug. So we have two companies. We have Flattable Land that sells farmland across Minnesota, mm-hmm. and that's flattableland.com. Our benefit auction business works with several hundred nonprofits across the country. Mm-hmm. That is flattaboadvancement.com. And I will say a personal thank you to you, Shaletta. All the nights that I've spent working with you, you are a very, very gifted MC. I mean,
I think
of the funds that you've raised for, you know, Tubman and Frazier, and the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, you are a very, very gifted MC, and you have raised millions of dollars for Minnesota nonprofits. We do need to give a shout out. I think you and Jason Rusher are going to have a competition in the coming year to see who's going to raise more money.
No,
so
there's no competition.
There's no competition.
No, there's not. And that's why, I don't know if you know, but Jason Rusher tore my sign down.
He did. Oh, that's too bad.
He did. You know, and I wish that somebody would go ahead and release the video camera. I asked Sweet Martha if they had some surveillance video, and she told me no, but I'm sure somebody has some surveillance video, maybe French Meadow or Icy, because my banner was right up here, and Jason was on the clock when my banner just jumped off of the wall. The banner just literally jumped off the wall and onto the floor. Everybody else's banner stayed up except mine, and he was the only one working at that time.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying nobody else was here when it happened. Glenn, thank you so much for hanging out and coming by.
It is great to be with you. Have a wonderful day at the Minnesota State Fair.
You too. And y'all don't go anywhere. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. Boom, he's here. It's 2:49. It is WCCO Radio at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? The kids' heads are just full of melted chocolate chip because everybody is eating their Sweet Martha's cookies. And speaking of sweet, I got Steve Thompson here with me live on the porch. Steve, I always come to you for parenting advice, and right now I got a dilemma. So Andrew has been in college a total of 1 week. This is his first full week in school. And I have every day sent him text messages or called or tried to communicate with him. Sure. And Steve, he is not responding.
I've been there. My oldest daughter, when she went to St. Ben's and St. John's, we ran into that early on. She said, well, okay. I'm busy.
About to get to it.
And it's like, I'm not paying for your phone for you to ignore me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just start with the threats.
Okay, with the threats. Okay, I love that kind of parenting. Start with the threats.
I'm I'm going to take that phone away. You'll have a phone. You just don't have any service with that phone.
Yeah, you can do some doodling. You can play solitaire.
Right, sure.
You won't be able. You can journal on that phone. You just won't be able to call anybody. Yeah, like I sent him a note on Monday. Have a great first day. Send me a selfie. Let me see what you got on. Nothing. Tuesday, hey son, make it a great Tuesday. How's everything going? Nothing. Wednesday, hey son, we'd love to talk to you. We had some really bad storms here. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Nothing. I did not hear from this boy until Thursday. I can let you see the text timeline. And you know what the response was on Thursday? I said, hey son, we had some really bad storms here in Cottage Grove. They declared a state of emergency. All the furniture outside flipped over, but we're okay. He sent me a note back and just said, K. Not even, okay. Just
one letter.
One letter. That's all I got. One letter. I paid that tuition. I'm paying that phone bill. About all them clothes and shoes and books. I got one letter for all that investment, Steve.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it was just like, I know you want to live your own life, and you've got schoolwork, and you've got friends, and want to be involved. Just let us know you're okay.
Okay.
That's all. And give me an O and a K. not just a K. Give me two letters.
Okay. And so your kids, this was before the Zoom and the Skype and the Facebook Messenger and all that was really available. So how did you check in and make sure that they were okay? Was it just your phone?
It was text, email, you know. A phone call. Now, my youngest daughter, she was all the way down in Arizona.
Right.
And she was real good about staying in touch.
Okay.
But we had other things to deal with her, and we had more things to keep track of with her. But my oldest daughter, there's sometimes, you know, it would be real cold, and she had a car up there, and it's like, yeah, it's been 20 below for 2 weeks. Have you checked on your car? Have you started that car? And then wouldn't hear anything. Yeah. And then about 3 days later, it wouldn't start. So,
Okay, I don't know. So am I nagging to want to have some constant communication so that I know he's okay?
Sure.
Because I'm feeling some kind of way about the fact that he's not keeping up with us.
Here's what I would do. And this is what we did with my oldest. Just do a quick check-in. It doesn't even have to be every day because she had friends up there and it was a nice school and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just every now and then, hey, all is well.
Okay.
You know, just give me something.
Just give me something.
And that only takes a short period of time.
Why are they acting like they don't care? Why are they acting like we didn't just take out a second on the house to send them to school? Like, I feel like I'm in a relationship with an old high school crush who never really wanted me.
Well, here's the thing, though. he's his own man now.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
He's got his own thing going on.
Okay, so here's what really got me. And maybe this is a guy thing, you tell me. When we dropped him off at school and I went in his room, he didn't have any pictures of his family up. I said, where's your mama? Where's your siblings? Why don't you have some pictures of us up in your room at college? I see the anime posters. I see some other pictures of some celebrities, but I don't see your mama.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. See, I always said this. Once I became an adult and got a job, had I lived on my own, I would have a chair. I would have a table next to the chair. I would have a good view of a TV. And then in the kitchen, I'd have a pot, a pan. I would go strictly paper plates. I would have one type of paper product, and that would be a paper towels, because that'll double as a napkin. And maybe a couple other utensils. That'd be it.
That's
all I need.
Okay.
No photos on the wall.
No photos. Okay, so that's a guy thing.
Yeah. Because
I was looking around like, where's your mama, your grandparents, your godmother?
No.
You got no pictures of your siblings? Where's pictures of yourself? Nothing.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
That isn't going to happen.
Okay, so you got to give me a tip of how I can get through this first freshman year of college without driving up there every week to knock on his dorm room door to say, hey, boy, what are you not doing? Let me look under that bed. Are these sheets clean? Let me smell your toes. Have you bathed this week?
You just
do you have some soap? Did you use deodorant? Let me smell your breath. I want to do that every day.
Yeah,
no?
You just have to let go. You just have to.
But what if he's not bathing? What if he's not using deodorant or mouthwash, Steve?
Oh, I'm sure his friends will let him know. They'll let him know. And that's the thing. I think it is good because they need to figure some things out.
Okay.
And I think going away to school is a really good thing. And I felt like I made a mistake living at home and going to college. I lived at my mom and dad's and drove to the U every day. It felt like a job. Get up, drive to the job.
Okay.
Put up with the traffic.
Okay.
And I feel like that was a big mistake. And I think going away to school is a good thing. You've done well.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
But my heart's still beating fast. I'm still worried when the phone rings, and I'm answering all the calls from the anonymous numbers because I don't know who's calling. So I have talked to every bill collector, every telemarketer, because when an anonymous call comes in or a call I don't recognize, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's something with Andrew. Oh, my God, somebody at the school's trying to get to me. And so I have gotten so many great, exciting offers thinking somebody's trying to call me.
On some insurance you don't need. Yeah. That happens all the time. But I would just say, hey, you got to let me know how it's going.
Okay.
I won't hound you. Just let me know how it's going. Keep me up to date. You know, one thing a day. Hey, this went well.
Okay. All right. Well, you always give me good advice. Y'all stick around and listen to Steve Thompson. He is up next. Give Steve a round of applause for hanging out with me. I love you, Steve. Boom, he's here. It's 2:49. It is WCCO Radio at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? The kids' hands are just full of melted chocolate chip because everybody is eating their sweet Martha's cookies. And speaking of sweet, I got Steve Thompson here with me live on the porch. Steve, I always come to you for parenting advice, and right now I got a dilemma. So Andrew has been in college a total of 1 week. This is his first full week in school. And I have every day sent him text messages or called or tried to communicate with him.
Sure.
And Steve, he is not responding.
I've been there. My oldest daughter, when she went to St. Ben's and St. John's, we ran into that early on. She's like, well, I'm busy. And it's like, I'm not paying for your phone for you to ignore me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just start with the threats.
Okay, with the threats. Okay, I love that kind of parenting. Start with the threats.
I'm going to take that phone away. You'll have a phone. You just don't have any service with that phone.
Yeah, you can do some doodling. You can play solitaire.
Right, sure.
You won't be able. You can journal on that phone. You just won't be able to call anybody. Yeah, like I sent him a note on Monday. Have a great first day. Send me a selfie. Let me see what you got on. Nothing. Tuesday, hey son, make it a great Tuesday. How's everything going? Nothing. Wednesday, hey son, we'd love to talk to you. We had some really bad storms here. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Nothing. I did not hear from this boy until Thursday. I can let you see the text timeline. And you know what the response was on Thursday? I said, hey, son, we had some really bad storms here in Cottage Grove. They declared a state of emergency. All the furniture outside flipped over, but we're okay. He sent me a note back and just said, K. Not even, okay. Just
one,
K.
One letter.
One letter. That's all I got. One letter. One letter. I paid that tuition. I'm paying that phone bill. I bought all them clothes and shoes and books. I got one letter for all that investment, Steve.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it was just like, I know you want to live your own life, and you've got schoolwork, and you've got friends, and want to be involved. Just let us know you're okay.
Okay.
That's all. And give me an O and a K. Not just a K. Give me two letters.
Okay. And so your kids, this was before the Zoom and the Skype and the Facebook Messenger and all that was really available. So how did you check in and make sure that they were okay? Was it just your phone?
It was text, email, a phone call. Now, my youngest daughter, she was all the way down in Arizona.
Right.
And she was real good about staying in touch.
Okay.
But we had other things to deal with
yeah.
her, and we had more things to keep track of
yeah.
with her. But my oldest daughter, there's sometimes, you know, it would be real cold, and she had a car up there, and it's like, yeah, it's been 20 below for 2 weeks. Have you checked on your car? Have you started that car? And then wouldn't hear anything,
yeah.
and then about 3 days later, yeah, it wouldn't start. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. So am I nagging to want to have some constant communication so that I know he's okay?
Sure.
Because I'm feeling some kind of way about the fact that he's not keeping up with us.
Here's what I would do. And this is what we did with my oldest. Just do a quick check-in. It doesn't even have to be every day because she had friends up there and it was a nice school and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just every now and then, hey, all is well.
Okay.
You know, just give me something.
Just give me something.
And that only takes a short period of time.
Why are they acting like they don't care? Why are they acting like we didn't just take out a second on the house to send them to school? Like, I feel like I'm in a relationship with an old high school crush who never really wanted me.
What? Here's the thing, though. He's his own man now.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
He's got his own thing going on.
Okay, so here's what really got me. And maybe this is a guy thing, you tell me. When we dropped him off at school and I went in his room, he didn't have any pictures of his family up. I said, where's your mama? Where's your siblings? Why don't you have some pictures of us up in your room at college? I see the anime posters. I see some other pictures of some celebrities. But I don't see your mama.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. See, I always said this. Once I became an adult and got a job, had I lived on my own, I would have a chair. I would have a table next to the chair. I would have a good view of a TV. And then in the kitchen, I'd have a pot, a pan. I would go strictly paper plates. I would have one type of paper product, and that would be a paper towels, because that'll double as a napkin. And maybe a couple other utensils. That'd be it.
That's
all I need.
Okay, okay.
No photos on the wall.
No photos. Okay, so that's a guy thing.
Yeah. Because
I was looking around like, where's your mama, your grandparents, your godmother?
No.
You got no pictures of your siblings? Where's pictures of yourself? Nothing.
No.
Okay,
no,
all right.
That isn't going to happen.
Okay, so you got to give me a tip of how I can get through this first freshman year of college without driving up there every week to knock on his dorm room door to say, hey, boy, what are you in there doing? Let me look under that bed. Are these sheets clean? Let me smell your toes. Have you bathed this week?
Do you have
some soap? Did you use deodorant? Let me smell your breath. I want to do that every day.
Yeah,
no?
You just have to let go. You just have to.
But what if he's not bathing? What if he's not using deodorant or mouthwash, Steve?
Oh, I'm sure his friends will let him know. they'll let him know. And that's the thing. I think it is good because they need to figure some things out.
Okay.
And I think going away to school is a really good thing. And I felt like I made a mistake living at home and going to college. I lived at my mom and dad's and drove to the U every day. It felt like a job. Get up, drive to the job.
Okay.
Put up with the traffic.
Okay.
And I feel like that was a big mistake. And I think going away to school is a good thing. You've done well.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
But my heart's still beating fast. I'm still worried when the phone rings, and I'm answering all the calls from the anonymous numbers because I don't know who's calling. So I have talked to every bill collector, every telemarketer, because when an anonymous call comes in or a call I don't recognize, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's something with Andrew. Oh, my God, it's somebody at the school's trying to get to me. And so I have gotten so many great, exciting offers thinking somebody's trying to call me.
On some insurance you don't need. Yeah. That happens all the time. But I would just say, hey, you got to let me know how it's going.
Okay.
I won't hound you. Just let me know how it's going. Keep me up to date. You know, one thing a day. Hey, this went well.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you always give me good advice. Y'all stick around and listen to Steve Thompson. He is up next. Give Steve a round of applause for hanging out with me. I love you, Steve.